So, hi everyone. I'm Marcel. I'm a software engineer at Kleiso. I work there on Think Ceph. And today I'm going to talk about Understanding Ceph, a journey from metrics to tracing, which is a bit of a conclusion from a learning journey for myself on this topic. So, to scope and set a bit of goals for this is a sequel to a Cephalocon talk from last year. But it kind of stands on its own as well. But if you're interested more into the metrics part, or as it's in the Ceph context mostly referred to, performance counters, there's that talk. And if we put the topic a bit on this triangle between tool crafting, understanding Ceph, and understanding the tools, my goal is a bit to lean a bit towards tool crafting, also convey a bit of information about Ceph, and not too much about the tools themselves. At the end, I hope you get, like me, a good intuition of where things are useful and what to use them for. And the talk is roughly split into three parts. I first go into an intro, bit of metrics, a bit of tracing and what kind of tools I picked for this task, and then I walk through two examples. The first one, I start with counter metrics and see where we can add more knowledge with event tracing, and the second is we measure latency. And then we use tracing to add even more metrics to understand latency better. So, some definitions, but can distinguish stuff here. So, a metric is a measurement of a service captured at runtime. So the definition of OpenTelemetry. Some examples are the browser sends a write, we increment a write counter. The OSD performs some operation, we record the latency and update an average latency. Tracing, on the other hand, refers to the process of capturing and recording information about the execution of a software program. So this can be a mixed bag, right? We can record all routers operations. We can ask the question what function issues all those watch operations we see in our metrics? Or we can do system-wide tracing and capture all the open or exec calls. Both things allow us to answer questions to the runtime behavior of our system, but a bit differently. With metrics, they are usually defined during development time, but with tracing, we can have more options and freedom to ask things later. All right, a bit about what kind of data types we are looking at. This is mostly about metrics, and in the Ceph context we usually distinguish four types of metric data with gauges. This is free space left on an OSD, with weight, fill level, how many requests are waiting in a request queue. We have counters. These are just values that go up. They might go through zero if you restart a service, but these are the things you you take the derivative and have a rate from. There's also histograms. They're kind of like counters, but you got these buckets. And in this example on the slide here, our buckets are latency ranges. For example, if we observe a latency of a millisecond, we would increment a counter for the 1 to 3 millisecond bucket. This is great to see how is our latency, for example, distributed. They're not too common in the Ceph context. Way more common are long-running averages. And these are, in this chart here, this is the green line. And if we have these observations here, T1 to T10, these bars, every time we have an observation, we update our running average. So in tracing, it's not only events that we capture, but we can also use tracing to generate most of these data as well. We can use tracing to generate histograms or count things as well. So there is an overlap here. All right. When it comes to tracing, what are our options in this context here? And there is a range. We have from the simplest uprobes, which is basically let's hook a function call and run our tracing call whenever this function call is called in our code. The simplest tracing points we probably can have in a user space app. On the complete other hand, we have OpenTelemetry tracing, or in the Ceph context, You often find it called Jaeger tracing. This is like distributed tracing, spans that are across multiple nodes, like the more complicated stuff. There is an like older tracing implementation you find in Ceph called Blockin or Zipkin. These are, according to the docs, deprecated, so I grayed out a bit here. And there is LTTNG, so this is trace points that have been in the Ceph codebase for a while now. They allow you to add some extra trace points here and there in the source code. And the great thing about it, that I will show like in two slides a bit more, is that they are compatible with USDT trace points. These are user statically defined tracing points